I think the buzz in Washington is that this is not the way Democrats wanted to get started. The party continues to make concessions to the Bernie Sanders camp, hoping to keep the peace. The Rules Committee, we know, agreed on what sounds like a task force or whatever to try to reduce the number of convention superdelegates. That's something Sanders has been pushing for. Sources in the party leadership widely acknowledging, though, how awkward the situation is right now, thanks to WikiLeaks. The decision not to have Debbie Wasserman Schultz speak is more than just the chair of the party sacrificing herself for the good of the process. DNC chair was criticized by the Bernie Sanders campaign as showing favoritism toward Hillary Clinton. And though she and other top Democrats denied it, the leaked emails are evidence of the bad blood that was boiling behind the scenes. So you have that email from May, Debbie Wasserman Schultz appearing to be very upset with public statements by Sanders campaign manager Jeff Weaver criticizing the Nevada Democratic Party after protests. She writes, "Damn liar, particularly scummy, that he barely acknowledges the violent and threatening behavior that occurred." And then you have that email quoting Weaver as saying, "I think we should go to the convention," with Wasserman Schultz saying, "He's an ass." So, I mean, it's very tough language and very frank language, the kind of language you hear in politics all the time. But these are Democrats talking about each other, and it just sort of plays into the narrative that the Bernie Sanders people have been pushing for some time, Christy.